Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the news break, we were talking with a caller, Jim. We're talking about House Bill 5. We're talking about the Equality Act, and a part of that is simply silencing the pulpit to talk about anything that we would consider immoral, ungodly, unholy, especially in the realm of the sodomite agenda under the LGBTQ group that's in America today. By the way, that entire group makes up less than 4% of all of the population of America, and yet it rules and reigns when it comes to Washington and the agenda of the loose, lax, lost liberals that wants to squelch anything that's called religious liberty and freedom of speech. But even beyond the silencing based on the LGBTQ agenda, ladies and gentlemen, the House Bill 5, which is the Equality Act that Joe Biden's already said he's going to implement by way of executive order, it will force every bathroom, locker room, shower room to be open for any pervert, those that are sexually dysphoric. It will force all of that to be open for the transsexuals and the those perverts that want to go into the ladies' restrooms and shower rooms and locker rooms and dressing rooms. It will make it legal for that to be done from a federal level. And you can do nothing about it from the standpoint of saying, well, I'm against that. I don't like that. And yet we've had silence in the pulpits for the past many, many, many years. In fact, most preachers, if I can say this directly, most pastors, most preachers today, still hiding under the bed or in the closet, most have used the fact that we are not supposed to talk about government, we're not supposed to talk about politics from the pulpit, but yet they're referring back to the Johnson Amendment, 1954, when Lyndon Baines Johnson had an attachment, a rider, that went on to a transportation bill that made it illegal based on the IRS enforcement to talk about politics from the pulpit. And they've used that as an excuse. Howbeit, ladies and gentlemen, from 1954 to the present, there's never been a church prosecuted on that basis because it was an unconstitutional rider that had gone into effect. But President Donald J. Trump, in May of 2017, by executive order, canceled that, and yet pastors are still silent. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're seeing the fruit of what has been sown in America with the silence in the pulpits. I'm not here at this point trying to say that it's all the pastor preacher's fault, but judgment begins at the house of God, the Bible says. And I believe that we find that to be true in relationship to what is happening. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here that says CNN just demanded Joe Biden end the First Amendment with a horrifying call. CNN couldn't be happier with Joe Biden on the way to the White House. They expect him to do everything he can do to shut down their competition. And CNN just demanded, listen, ladies and gentlemen, hear this. CNN just demanded that Joe Biden end, that is, put a stop to the First Amendment with a horrifying call. For 4 years, CNN's ratings have been going down the tubes. The American people have realized they are fake news. And it has been President Donald Trump leading the charge and making that clear. It is clear that when people are able to expose them for their lies, they suffer in the ratings. So CNN has a plan to stop that from happening. They want to stop people from being able to speak freely, giving them a bigger megaphone to spread their fake news without being challenged. They have scored a huge win with that after President Trump was suspended from Twitter and other platforms where he has been able to, they have been able to bypass the fake news media spin machine and speak clearly to the American people. But despite them winning that fight, they want more censorship and hope it comes when Joe Biden is in the White House to end the First Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a conspiracy theory. It's not just a thought. It's not just a perhaps or possibility. They're rejoicing over the fact that Biden is in office and the Marxist media and the socialist, Maoist, communist, Democratic Party all rejoicing and asking him to end the First Amendment. And that's exactly the goal. Katie Couric's even talking about calling for a program to deprogram ones that followed President Trump. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yeah, I listened to you on several different occasions, and I remember one time you had someone on your program that was saying that when they were protesting the death of Floyd and different other ones that had been murdered by some of the police, and not saying all the police force is I believe God law and order is of God, but and you had the person had said, and you had agreed with him that the people that the rioters there should have been locked up, they should have been until after, and they should have stayed in locked up until after President Trump was out of the White House. And with this, you haven't said anything about how they stormed the Capitol, and all you're talking about is how the military and the FBI and all of them had the things that they had to do in order to protect what was being destroyed by terrorists. It's wrong to just look at one person. The government is not one person. The government,
okay,
the country.
I have listened. I understand. First of all, I've never said they should have been locked up until President Trump goes out of office. I have said very, very clearly that what took place was egregious, but the courts are designed to resolve that. But you're 100% mistaken when you think that it was Trump followers that broke into the Capitol building. I don't know if you watch the proper videos. If you just get your news from CNN and from other liberal sources, you won't see the videotapes where four buses pulled up with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and the Capitol Police opened the barriers and motioned for them to come on in and opened the Capitol doors to allow them to come in. Yes, some of the Trump people were pushed into that position, but the damage was done by Antifa, which is absolutely an anarchist group, Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with skin pigmentation at all. It is an anarchist group to overthrow the capitalistic republic of the United States of America. So it's not a matter of taking sides. It's a matter of truth is truth. And I just simply speak the truth based on the authority of the Word of God, and don't try to mince words and don't walk on eggshells because it might hurt somebody's feelings. As Christians, and if you're saved, it needs to be on the basis of, God, what would you have us to do in light of the potential of destroying our First Amendment rights? Do you feel that it's okay to shut down churches? Is it all right for there to be the silence of Christian voice? Do you feel that it's all right for there to be an evisceration of the First Amendment that says we, the people, need to be silent regardless of what happens? And yes, the government's made up of multitudes of voices, but the government singular, was created by God. It is an organized way to guide and to protect civil humanity and a governmental system. And God designed it that way. But if any person in the House or the Senate tries to pass legislation that's antithetical to the Word of God or is antithetical to the Constitution, we the people ought to stand up and say no. That's very, very simple. So it's not a matter of trying to play politics with it. It's not a matter of trying to play one side or the other. It's a matter of truth. And I'm standing for truth on this broadcast each and every day, 5 days a week at 11:30 to 12:30 as you hear it. And I don't apologize or backpedal for any statement that I made. I'm basing it on the authority of the Word of God. And as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, We need to be concerned about delving into the dark days that Joe Biden keeps talking about that is before us. And I can tell you, based on the authority of the Word of God, we are entering into the tunnel of dark days if we're watching our Bill of Rights being eviscerated, if we're watching House Bill 5, which is called the Equality Act, going into federal law, where Christians will be absolutely dumbed down and silenced, and in some cases, as they're talking about now, re-education camps to re-educate us, to brainwash us. We're setting up the stage for thought police to go into effect, just as in Russia, just as in North Korea, just as in China, just as in Cuba, just as is found in Venezuela. So I am passionate about it. I am absolutely opposed to it, and I will speak to my last breath against what we see taking place today, because it's antithetical to Scripture. It's antithetical to our Christian voice. It's antithetical to our Bill of Rights, and it ought not to be so. But thank you so much for your insight and for your call. Keep on listening, by the way. Love to have you tune in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the evisceration of, crushing of our liberties, our freedom of speech, our Bill of Rights. And what is sad, they're talking about setting up re-education camps. That's not my words, that's theirs. Re-education camps to re-educate what I would call the conservative Christian voice. Now, if our previous caller believes that's all right, then that needs to be another nation that would be called home. But here's the article. It says, Katie Couric, condescending elitist remarks calling to deprogram the GOP retirees and label the critics. This article says, Katie Couric has spent several decades on television across the three broadcast networks, but the nightly partisan remarks she made on Real Time with Bill Maher last week could tarnish her image as an iconic nonpartisan newswoman. Katie, quote, Katie has retired from any objective news duties, end quote. Newsbusters executive editor Tim Graham told Fox News. She has been a partisan for a long time. But here's the point. She says, I mean, this is quote, I mean, I'm really, it's really bizarre, isn't it? When you think about the AWOL, so many of these members of Congress have gotten, but I also think some of them are believing the garbage that they are being fed 24/7 on the internet by their constituents, and they bought into the big lie. And the question is, how are we going to really deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump? Katie Couric's making such offensive comments comes as no surprise. She is part of the media complex that deliberately shifted the flow of information negative to Biden in order to interfere in the election. And the point, ladies and gentlemen, she's calling for the deprogramming, that is the silencing, of about 75 to 80 million Americans. Now, I don't know if you can put your arms around that. I don't know if you can grab hold of the thought of that. But how do you deprogram 75 to 80 million Americans? How do you change their mind about conservative issues and biblical issues and the liberties that we have in our Bill of Rights and the freedom of speech? Here's an article that says, America is no longer the land of the free. Authorities had already closed down churches in the name of virus protection before big government's big tech allies began to crack down on free speech. This will only have further disastrous consequences. President Trump won't be able to stop the unrest. Indeed, one can argue that some Trump supporters joined the attack on the Capitol because certain avenues of protest had already been cut off. The Supreme Court's failure to consider the Texas lawsuit over illegal and unconstitutional votes convinced some that the courts were corrupt. The congressional failure to give states the ability to review the electoral certification after holding hearings on election fraud angered many more people in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the re-education camps. What does that sound like to you? I don't know about you, but it has an ominous sound of Russia, has an ominous sound of North Korea. It has an ominous sound of China. It has an ominous sound of Venezuela or Cuba, because in each of those Marxist, Maoist, communist nations, the people have no voice. The people simply have to be the slave servants in total submission to what the government says. They have to be slave servants in silence. Goes back to the days of Hitler in Germany, where if a pastor were to speak out against Hitler, He was assassinated. He was wiped out. He was placed before a firing squad simply because of speaking out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of watching that in America. I'm not a prophet of doom and gloom, but I'm a realist when we see what is taking place. When you look at our Constitution and religious liberties that we have, that our founding fathers, under God's wisdom and God's grace and God's mercy, God's intellect and God's knowledge given to them, that they were able to produce for us today as the tract that we've been so blessed to live on some 245 years now in America, with the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. A nation without a freedom of speech, a nation that does not have the freedom of religion, is a nation of communism and Maoism and Marxism and Leninism. Total communism is what it is. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can prove to me that that's not what Joe Biden is going to do, I'd love to hear from you. What's your evidence that he's going to do anything different than what I've said? What's the evidence that you have that he's going to open the doors and gladly allow the dissenting voices to be heard and seen? We watch that, ladies and gentlemen, as all of the social media shut down President Trump's Twitter account, his Facebook account, et cetera, and multitudes say, well, that's good. That'll stop him from being so blatant with what he's saying. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just happening to President Trump. It is happening to literally hundreds of thousands of conservative voices. And ladies and gentlemen, with the shutdown of the churches under the lockdown that's taken place over all of 2020 and is still going on with thousands of the churches, the mantra was, well, you can just turn on your internet, put it on Facebook, put it out there on YouTube, and do the preaching and let others pick it up there. You don't have to be in a church. One rank liberal with his stupidity coming out of his mouth said, we don't have to have buildings. We can just do that on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife said months and months and months ago, once churches go to simply the internet, go to the YouTube and the internet channels to have their voices heard from the pulpits, she said, what's going to happen when that's shut off? And we're approaching that very time. In fact, we're in the midst of it today. And perhaps you say, well, my church is still online. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to be meeting. In fact, it is forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, which the scripture commands us not to do, is not to forsake ourselves are the assembling together. The church, the ecclesia, the called out body of believers need to meet for fellowship and for encouragement and for hope and for assistance and meeting the needs of others in the body of Christ. But here's an article that says, Twitter executive says, dissension and the discussion of election fraud is being shut down. The article basically reads, in the latest Protas, our Project Veritas, investigation, a Twitter executive was captured on a video disclosing that the company's censorship is going global and acknowledging that the United States, it is shutting down any discussion of the election fraud. Quote, we decided to escalate our enforcement of civic integrity policy and use a label that disabled engagements to stop the spread of potentially inflammatory content, which is the content around election interference, election fraud, stealing the election, that type of thing, he said. Further, the article says, quoting again from a Project Veritas investigation of Twitter, we think that the severity of what's happening on the ground, coupled with the information that's contained in these tweets, that is the election fraud tweets, misleading information about the election being stolen, massive fraud around the election, are what is changing our analysis of how we should enforce this. Further, he says, the election fraud tweets is a much more severe violation given that we are seeing than what we're seeing on the ground. She said the company will seek to eliminate all such speech on the Twitter platforms. Quote, we're going to actually be more aggressive in our future enforcement beyond de-amplification, she said. Goes further to say, just days ago, Project Veritas released the video of Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey promising his attack on speech would be much broader than the permanent banishment of President Trump's voices on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the general communication now among most, if not all, of the rank liberals, the Marxist liberals in the House and in the Senate that feels that it's all right, that it's okay for big tech to assault and have a siege on our liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these lifestyles, all of our lifestyle that we've known now for all of these years, are now under siege, under assault. Today, we're seeing big tech, an arm of the new Biden administration, as they shut down our free speech and liberties that we have in our Bill of Rights. Google, Apple, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon platform, all of the other social media platforms are disallowing any speech that they deem to be bad. That is, you cannot condemn BLM, you cannot condemn Antifa, you cannot say anything about the coup that fraudulently elected Joe Biden. The Marxist socialist Biden administration seems to be planning to literally persecute and to prosecute the 75 to 80 million Trump advocates and to place us in some kind of re-education camp or some kind of de-radicalization program. Here's an article that says conservative news outlet needs to be deplatformed, says an ex-Facebook executive. Hear me. Says conservative news outlets need to be deplatformed, says a former Facebook advocate or executive. Ladies and gentlemen, what does it mean to deplatform? It means to shut up and to silence every conservative voice. And in that mixture would be concern. My concern would be not just the conservative voices, but that which would be the Christian voices in the world today, especially in America. We're in sad shape. This article says the assault on freedom of speech in America is escalating, with a former Facebook executive calling for news outlets on the political right to deplatform by telecom giants, including Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon. They're literally saying, ladies, hear me. They're literally saying, ladies and gentlemen, that the aspect of it would be, if you're a conservative, if you're a conservative Christian, if you're a patriot, then these things, these telecommunication giants, that is Comcast and AT&T and Verizon, and all of their tentacles and all of the platforms that they carry, that they ought to silence us. Now, listen very carefully. What if you have an iPhone, Apple? What if you have an AT&T contract for services, and they don't like your tweets, they don't like your text messages, they don't like what you're saying on your telephone? Can they shut the phone off in the future? Absolutely, unequivocally, that's where it's headed, ladies and gentlemen. The article says we need to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers in reaching the huge audiences, end quote. Quote, these are people on YouTube, for example, that have larger audiences than the daytime CNN, and they're extremely radical and pushing extreme radical views. So it's up to the Facebook and YouTube in particular to think about whether or not they want to effectively cut it out. Stop the disinformation, they call it. End quote. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with your question and comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, with the pre-trib global coup being complete with getting rid of Netanyahu, I think he's the only one left that they probably need to get rid of before the global coup is complete. Do you have any insight into that?
Brother, you're exactly right. Now, the Biden administration, they're going to escalate the funding for the jihadist extremist in the Middle East. They're going to start to disengage with the nation of Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu has been the sole voice in a wilderness in the Middle East that's been standing with America, and America standing with him. And one of the things that I see taking place, and I believe would be on the fast track with the Biden administration, would be to cease and desist any help, any assistance, any protection for the nation of Israel. And the Bible says that as a result of that, that the nation that does not bless Israel will be cursed. And I believe we'll watch the curse of God upon America as a result of that. And I do believe that we're going to see major turmoil in the Middle East, even though through President Donald J. Trump, we had the Abraham Accord with five of the, the jihadist nations, five of the Islamic jihadist nations that have signed on to protect Israel and to allow Israel to exist, because in history past and in history present, the jihadist Arabs have wanted to push Israel in the sea to crush, to eviscerate, to destroy, annihilate the nation of Israel. And the only thing that Israel's had to stand with them is the United States of America. And President Donald J. Trump has done more for the support of the nation of Israel than any other president in history past. So, yes, I believe that we're watching God's time clock absolutely speed up in recognition of the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, and then the Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, stepping on the scene and seeing absolute chaos, confusion, devastation, and darkness on a global basis. But the Bible is very, very clear in Luke 21:28. Look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. So, Bob, thank you so much for your call. Keep on keeping on and looking up, because we need to stop looking for signs and start listening for the sound. When the trumpet sounds, we're up, up and away and out of here. We're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, and talking about today, the re-education camps and the crushing of our liberties. I believe Greg's on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Thus far, I've not been able to broadcast today. I have been in transit and unable to tap into it. Nonetheless, I find it interesting to observe Democrats in D.C. today, tens of thousands of troops, razor wire, fences, walls to protect them. Now, those same folks don't believe in having walls to protect this nation. Those same people don't believe in calling out the troops to protect you when your businesses are burning down in places like Seattle, Washington. But to protect them and their interest, they will spare no expense.
Absolutely. They're doing that. And, Greg, the thing that is so astounding and astonishing to me and frightening at the same time from the standpoint of what I see taking place with my natural eye is, as you said, they're protecting. And if Joe Biden had the 80 million votes that they claimed that he had, there ought not to be fear from the populace. There ought not to be the need for that. But, Greg, I'm looking at an article that says AOC calls for more funding to de-radicalize the Trump supporters. In fact, she goes on to talk about the wanting to set up a introduce a bill that will also fund. Listen, it will not just fund, but it will also set up camps to deprogram and to de-radicalize all the Trump supporters. What does that sound like to you, Greg? We've got about a minute and a half left on the broadcast. What does that sound like to you, and what does it bode for America to understand that there's the push to de-radicalize or to set up re-education camps to crush our liberties and our freedoms?
It sounds like we're reliving nearly a century ago. It sounds like the lead up to the craziness of the Weimar Republic, which became what we know of as Germany today. It sounds like the fascism that supposedly the left is against. However, it seems like they engage thoroughly and completely. But the good hope is the fact that we can face tomorrow because we know it's all in his hands. It's just because he lives.
Amen. That's a good ending for the broadcast, Greg. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for those good words. And we need to understand that we win in the end because Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You've been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also, tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.